And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the rain.
Bells are ringing. Hello, British Columbia. I'm Anthony Gismondi. Welcome to today's show. Well, we begin with some really difficult news from the Oliver area. Rust Winery General Manager Kane Morgan lost his life in a car accident this week, leaving a wife, two young children behind. It's just such a sad story, and I think one that touches us, all of us that are in the business, but I think touches all families around who can't imagine something like this happening. But it has. So today, Rust is part of the Mount Boucherie family, and both of the wineries have established a donation page on its website to support the Morgan family for their immediate and long-term needs. And you can help by visiting the Rust Winery website or the Mount Boucherie website. We'll post those links on our social media. It's easy to find. And if you can afford to give anything, please do. Kane, I didn't know Kane that well, but he was a very well-known psalm in Vancouver before he moved up there, I believe, in about 2017. They bought a farm in Summerland. They were planning their life ahead. And, well, what can I say? It's just terrible, terrible news to have at this time of the year. But if you can help out, we would, I'm sure the family will appreciate it at some point, down the road. Which, you know, these tragedies make family time over the holidays something, you know, really something special to treasure. So, you know, make sure you do. Don't waste the time you have. I guess that's the secret behind all this. Okay, so there's only 1 week to go before Christmas. We're doing some stuff today on the show. I wanted to let you know that personally at Gismondi Online, the Vancouver Sun, I've done a whole bunch of stuff over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So it's very easy for you to go to the Vancouver Sun, search the Sun and Gismondi, and if you want to look at the columns, you'll get a lot of wine recommendations and gift recommendations. Of course, same on at Gismondi Online. Lots of reviews, our sparkling wine and champagne reviews. Everything is out there. You don't need to be a wizard. You just need to do a bit of reading, and you'll be good to go. Don't forget, next week, home for the holidays. We do that every year. We talk to some very special people in the wine business about how it went when they were kids and how it's going now with their family and what traditions they've brought forward or maybe new ones that they've started. It's always a fun show, and that will be coming up next week. Now on the show today, as mentioned, I will. I have a Christmas dinner, New Year's wine entertaining list for you today. I'm going to run through some wines that you can, some of the wines that fit with turkey, ham, beef, that sort of thing, and some of the bigger name wine, Chardonnay, Riesling, sparkling wine. It's all on the list. All of that will be up on social media too, so don't miss that. Dan Wildermuth joins us from Sonoma County. We're going to have a quick travelogue, I would say, on what to do in Sonoma County, where to go, where to stay, how to fly in and fly out, who to visit, and what the best time of the year is to do all that. So we look forward to talking to Dan, who, of course, is at Rodney Strong Winery, practically in the center of Sonoma County. Tara Lee, a food and wine travel writer in Vancouver, joins us to explore or to talk about milestone restaurants in Vancouver where you can plan to celebrate a special occasion and some of the things you might want to think about. Finally, up next, Chef Ned Bell. He's going to talk about holiday entertaining with local sustainable foods from across the province. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and you are set to go.
There's more to come. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Your next corporate event or retreat deserves the best. The Watermark Beach Resort. With conference spaces to host large or small gatherings, they can create your perfect event or gathering. Enjoy the culinary excellence of 15 Park Bistro, open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make sure to follow them on Instagram and Facebook at 15 Park Bistro for the latest updates on their brand new dinner series. To make a reservation or learn more about events at Watermark, just go to watermarkbeachresort.com.
Visit Penticton this holiday season for mountain adventures and Okanagan wine. Experience one of over 80 nearby wineries with an intimate winter wine tasting. Discover local ice wines or pick up a holiday gift pack, basket, or even a case of wine. If you can't make it in, shop online and have the wine shipped right to your house. Before you go to Penticton, check out the website for information on wine tours, tasting room hours, winter highway conditions, and for more trip inspiration, go to visitpenticton.com.
Your favorite wines delivered right to your door. It's easy when you become a Liber Estates Rebel. Rebel Wine Club members enjoy regular shipments of Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings, VIP treatment at the winery, and more. And with easy and convenient online ordering, your wine will be at your door before you know it. Discover more at LiberEstates.com. Simply great wine.
Attention wine connoisseurs, Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit IronGateAuctions.com to start bidding now.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia, and welcome to the show. Shout out to Golden, Revelstoke, and all 25 other cities in total listening across the province on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Our guest is Chef Ned Bell. He's here to talk about some holiday entertaining with BC products. But just before we start, Ned, everybody says, where's Ned? What's he doing? What's going on? So maybe we can have a reset, because I know you're back in Vancouver.
I am. Great to be with you, Tony. And, you know, you were just talking about Golden and Revelstoke. I actually just came back from a great food expo up there called the Columbia River Basin Expo in Creston, BC.
Wow.
My gosh, it was incredible, the amount of artisans and makers and ranchers and you know, even the wine industry in Creston is getting going, which is very, very cool. And yeah, it was, you know, we have so many great places in this province that that make and harvest and grow delicious things. I am back in Vancouver with my family, and so still the chef ambassador for the province through the Buy BC program. That keeps me pretty darn busy traveling all over the place, and you know, got my hands in a bunch of other things. Nothing sort of significant from a restaurant's point of view, but yeah, we're looking forward to a delicious 2024.
Right on. Well, as an advocate for local, sustainable, and seasonal, we decided to put you to work today and to ask you for some help, at least for our listeners, with some planning for the holidays, beginning with what I thought, how about a top-flight appetizer idea? What can you suggest for our listeners?
Well, you know, one of my favorite ingredients or products that we harvest is wild BC salmon, of course. You know, we're so fortunate to have wild Pacific salmon here in British Columbia, and so we made a really delicious recipe with frozen sockeye salmon. It, you know, the quality that frozen BC salmon is year round is just fantastic. And so we took these little bites of frozen sockeye salmon, we roasted them in the oven, and then we made this incredible bacon jam, bacon relish, with some incredible double smoked bacon, and we added some cranberries and apples to that, and it was really festive, some maple syrup and a bunch of other sort of flavors in the relish and on the salmon that were wonderful.
Wow.
And great little bite-sized pieces for your next holiday party.
That sounds great. And I'm wondering now, so many flavors there, what about matching that? Have you tried some wines with that?
You know, I mean, of course, salmon, you know, often, depending on the sauce, maybe loves Pinot Noir. So, you know, being a Naramata lover, you know, the 1 mil Pinot, if you're looking to splurge, would be pretty spectacular. Anything from Nickel, you know, a crisp sort of, maybe their Rosé or their Pinot Gris or something, of course, also on the Naramata bench would go really well with that. The dish itself is sort of like rich and salty and sweet and sour. It's got all kinds of delicious flavors, but nothing overpowers the other. So I think, you know, whatever you want to drink,
good.
Tony.
Yeah, Well, I like that idea. I'd throw in Meyer some of – he's got a Naramata bench Pinot Noir, too. He's got a couple of them, actually, so that's
a good
choice.
Jack and Janice are wonderful at Meyer, and that's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just fire a bunch of questions at you, things that we want to know about. What's your best kitchen tip for hosting and cooking a big meal like Christmas dinner for, you know, for a bunch of guests? What would you suggest would sort of help that – move that along in a smooth manner?
Well, in our family, of course, we have a bunch of blended families just through aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and siblings and things like that. So we always ask each family to bring one thing to contribute to the party. So sort of like a potluck, you know.
And
they usually the main hosting family does the turkey, and then someone does the potatoes, and somebody does the vegetables and the soup and the desserts, and you know, it just makes it really easy on the host. I highly recommend compostable plates and cutlery, because, you know, who wants to do all the dishes? I mean, let's be honest. I'm not afraid of the dish area, but, you don't love to see the host in the kitchen all party long. Right. And often that's because they're cleaning up. So contribute to the host, you know, help out in the kitchen with execution and cleanup. But a good potluck always makes life a little easier.
Yeah, stick around and do the dishes. You'll be loved forever.
That's right.
Our guest is renowned BC chef Ned Bell, and we're discussing holiday entertaining ideas and shortcuts. What have you got a go-to cocktail for the holidays?
Well, you know, I actually don't drink, Tony, so I love mocktails, and of course, non-alcoholic spirits are really all the rage right now as more and more people are sort of experimenting with, you know, drinking part-time or drinking a little less, but they still want to have something festive and delicious. And, you know, go to your local liquor store and look for some of those mock spirits, and then just make your favorite cocktail. And, you know, I mean, I love a good, I used to love a good spiked eggnog. It's not much of a cocktail, but always something festive to drink and really enjoy. And, you know, if you can find yourself a moose mug, why not have some fun with the old the old moose mugs, you know?
Love it. Yeah, love it. Okay, someone shows up unexpectedly. What can you whip up on a moment's notice or have on hand to whip up on a, you know, on the quick time notice?
Well, I mean, it depends, I guess, if that's dinner or just snacks and appies and things. I mean, I would always make sure your fridge is, you know, has a few things that you can sort of pull out of the fridge or pull out of the freezer that you've bought at a local retailer or something, you know, little baked snacks or appetizers, things like that. I mean, if it is dinner, I love a really hearty soup, one pot meal in the middle of the table with a simple salad and a great loaf of your favorite bread. And there's dinner on the table in minutes. And you know, I think, I mean, I don't know, I just love soup myself, and the, you know, winter time is the time, and a good pot of soup on the stove, you know, a couple of weeks of the year, you know, will make anybody happy.
Okay. Christmas is also a very traditional time. Is there like a Christmas dinner myth that you'd like to dispel or something that you can do without, or you've worked around?
Well, I mean, I love Brussels sprouts, first of all. I don't know if it's a myth, but, you know, I don't know if there's a more polarizing vegetable than Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, there's not a myth, but, you know, take a little bit more time with the mashed potatoes because they can really, you know, raise the level of the dinner if the mashed potatoes are premium quality BC, you know, BC fresh vegetables. You know, great golden mashed potatoes or really any delicious mash with butter and dairy, of course. And, you know, I mean, homemade cranberry sauce, cranberry relish. I mean, I've got a bunch of great recipes on my website for homemade cranberry sauce, which makes a ton of difference. And, you know, just the little things that you can get done ahead of time, you know, and
that's
not so sure that's a myth, but, you know, it is about, you know, a couple of days out, getting a couple of the things done. It's that adage of being prepared. And, you know, our time is short in the holidays.
Yeah.
I totally get it. But, you know, I may be a little bit more of an enigma because I love spending time in the kitchen. Some people, you know, it's just they're trying to do do too many things during the holidays. Keep it simple. That would be my suggestion. But
good ideas. Our guest is BC Chef Ned Bell. Ned, carrots or cookies for Santa?
Oh, cookies for sure. I mean, if they're overwintered carrots from Clippers Organics in Coston, I mean, I will have an overwintered carrot for sure.
Okay.
Available at all BC farmers markets. But who doesn't love a cookie? I mean, I know Santa does.
All right. Now, what about Christmas morning breakfast? Sometimes I feel like people do too much because there's a big meal. But what can we do that's delicious and simple and fun to have for Christmas breakfast?
Well, I mean, the traditional things, of course. I mean, my family, I have young children. They love pancakes and things. I mean, I would say make something ahead of time. Make a muffin the day before. Make waffles the day before and just warm them up. You know, if you have time to make an apple preserve or something like that. It's all about making it ahead of time when you have a little bit more time. But, truth is Christmas morning is about getting people in the kitchen. The family after the presents are unwrapped, get them in the kitchen, have some fun and tell the kids to do the dishes, you know? Good luck with that, I guess.
We always have a frittata, which I think is just perfect. You know, you just sort of
I love that idea. And easy to make.
Yeah, and you can prepare it ahead and all that sort of stuff.
That's right.
Okay, Ned, how can we support local producers at the moment? Where do we get the information on them? And how does it translate, like, in a grocery store where people actually buy things in the marketplace?
Well, you know, ByBC, the program that I'm the chef ambassador for through the province, really highlights, you know, hundreds and hundreds of artisans and makers and fishers and farmers of all across the province. And so look for that ByBC logo when you're in the major retailers or the smaller retailers. Buying those artisan products, you know, really is a big support to putting that money back in the pockets of the communities and the people that are, you know, really just pouring their heart into their small business or what have you. I mean, supporting local is not difficult. You know, of course, this time of year, you know, it's an expensive time. We are absolutely strapped with food costs rising. I totally understand that. So, you know, maybe in your stockings, instead of buying always candy and things like that, why not buy a fantastic, you know, new product that you haven't tried before from a ByBC, partner. So they're all over the province, no matter where you are.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk a lot about salmon and turkey and things, but, you know, there's honey. There's so many different products now that are coming out of BC from across the province, as you said earlier, that people can experiment with.
Well, there was just a fabulous show at the P&E called the Make It Show. And, I mean, there was hundreds of artisans there, and they were from all over the province. And, you know, there's just so many hardworking people trying to get their businesses off the ground and support their communities and families. And, you know, they need every 10 bucks counts, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we can follow the wine people and say, you know, eat less, but eat better.
I mean, and certainly, you know, if you're looking for something, I mean, all the BC breweries and BC spirits and BC wines that could use your help this time of year also.
Yeah.
You know, I love the idea of, you know, a little bit less, but a little bit better. But, you know, that's not necessarily applicable to everybody. And, you know, just because it's local doesn't mean it's more expensive. So, you know, I know that for me, it's really important to look for those ingredients and where they're from and how they're made and how they're harvested. And, you know, it matters.
Yeah.
And you're supporting your province and your economies at the same time.
Yeah. Ned, always great to catch up with you. So buybc.gov.bc.ca for a list of producers and recipes. What about your site, Ned? Do you have a site as well with recipes?
I do. Yeah, simply nedbell.com. And, happy holidays, Tony, and all of your listeners across the province. I hope 2024 is a little better than 2023, or maybe a lot better.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Ned.
Have a great day.
That was Chef Ned Bell. Still ahead, Tara Lee. She's a food and travel writer. She joins us to discuss restaurants to celebrate a milestone event at. You're listening to BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi. We'll be right back.
There's lots more still ahead. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan, a place to fall in love with winter all over again. Enjoy mountain adventures and reward yourself after a day on the hill with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or our 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic, locally sourced restaurants, too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing winter getaway. Before you go, make sure to check the website for information on wine tours, tasting room hours, and highway conditions. Go to visitpenticton.com.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and this is Destination Langley, BC. Our guest is Erin Credbaugh. She's the Executive Director at Tourism Langley. Erin, it's the holiday season, so what's happening in Langley to get us in the festive spirit?
Well, Langley has been the backdrop for many TV holiday movies, so visiting this time of year can make you feel like you are stepping onto a holiday movie set. Whether you need to do some gift shopping, find the perfect Christmas tree, enjoy holiday lights, or spend a cozy afternoon in a restaurant, there is something for everyone in Langley.
Well, holiday lights are certainly a popular tradition this time of the year.
Yes, you could go to Glow Gardens, which is a walkable holiday lights, crafts, food trucks, and live performances, or Christmas in Williams Park, which is a drive-through light display that has been in Langley tradition for over 30 years.
Well, another tradition would be picking up the perfect Christmas tree.
Absolutely. I suggest coming to Langley as soon as possible. Our website lists tree farms, but they can sometimes sell out.
And if you're visiting the tree farms, there must be other farms and shops nearby to grab a few items for celebration meals.
That's right. JD Turkey Farms, the Riverside Cranberry Bog, Well Seasoned Gourmet Food Store, and Ralph's Farm Market are a few stops I like to make when hosting a special meal. And of course, a stop or two at one of our wineries is always on my list.
Sounds like the perfect opportunity to get what you need in one day. Anything else we shouldn't miss in Langley this month?
There are many locally owned shops where you can find a gift for anyone on your list. Options include local craft fairs, independently owned stores in historic Fort Langley, Farmgate shops, or the newly renovated Willowbrook Mall, complete with new restaurants so you can keep your energy up as you shop.
And as always, complete details for the events are on your website.
That's right.
Erin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony. Talk to you next time.
For more information, go to tourism-langley.ca. For Destination Langley, BC, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly
Hello, British
Christmas.
Columbia. And across the province on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network, our next guest is Tara Lee, a food and travel writer who joins us to talk about the best restaurants to book when you are contemplating celebrating a milestone. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. I know that we all celebrate milestones at some point in our lives, but you recently researched restaurants best suited to celebrate an important milestone in your life, and I thought, well, let's talk to Tara and find out what defines a milestone restaurant, and what were you thinking when you decided to write this story?
Well, the reason why is because my friends know how obsessed I am with restaurants. They're always calling me when they're about to celebrate a milestone.
Right.
Whether it's a birthday or anniversary. And I usually spend a lot of time thinking about places to recommend to them because I know how important a milestone is.
Yep.
That people want something that is out of the ordinary, something that's memorable, that matches the occasion they're wanting to celebrate. So I always take those recommendations to friends really seriously. So I don't know about you, but like when it comes to milestones, I want it to kind of sit in my memory for a while.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, sometimes it's about price. You know, you got to sort of factor that in for some people. And for me, you have to factor in whether the wine list is any good. So there are many things that one would think about.
Yeah, I think, I mean, memorability is about ambiance, you know, where the restaurant is located and situated. And as you said, let's be honest, price does come into play. That if we are wanting to mark a certain occasion, we're more willing to pay a premium. And then along with a premium, we also expect a higher level of service and a higher caliber when it comes to not only the drink program, but also the food program as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of that.
Would you suggest letting them know that you're celebrating something at the restaurant? I never know whether one should do that or not.
Well, it kind of depends the kind of person you are. I have friends who don't like being in the spotlight. Yes. So they like to be much more low key.
Right.
And just let the meal unfold as it is. Whereas, you know, sometimes I like to be treated well. I like to be the center of attention. And so, you know, in the past, I have let them know, for example, when we're celebrating a birthday with for a friend, I let them know. Or if it's an anniversary, like my parents' anniversary, I let them know. And restaurants, especially restaurants who care about treating their diners well and giving them a good experience, will make really small adjustments to show that you're special. Like, for example, I've had restaurants who will serve a special dessert or sometimes bring an extra appetizer, or even sometimes customize like the printed menu.
Right.
So it says like Tara's birthday, et cetera, et cetera. So just those little touches can make a particular experience really special.
Yeah. Our guest is Tara Lee. She's a food and travel writer, and we're discussing best restaurants to book when you're celebrating a milestone. Let's start with that. Let's give our listeners some suggestions now. Maybe we start with views. Seems to be an important thing sometimes for these kind of events. Where would you go for a view?
Yeah, so views are really interesting because I think sometimes there's this kind of interplay in the sense that restaurants sometimes can rely on a view and then not necessarily step up when it comes to the cuisine because they figure, oh, we've got you, it's a view. But
right. There
are places that I think realize, especially given how competitive it is in Vancouver and the restaurant industry, that you can't just sit on your view, sit on your laurels when it comes to your view. You have to actually bring a cohesive experience. So, for example, I recently went with my mother to the Five Sales, and my mother likes being treated well. And we walked in. I mean, we're right by the Vancouver waterfront. It's on the second floor.
You can't beat that view. Yeah.
Yeah, you walk in, and it's floor-to-ceiling windows. You have the cruise ship terminal, and at the time when we went, there was a cruise ship parked there. And, you know, the iconic Five Sails, the mountains, the water. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous. And the restaurant itself, you know, it serves kind of classic, refined cuisine and, you know, lobster tails, beef tartare, and wagyu. And it matched the elevation of Vancouver's beautiful harbourfront setting.
Yeah, I love it. Tara, what about, a lot of people ask me about the Vancouver Michelin Guide restaurants now. Is there some that you might suggest or just some quick names that you would suggest for that kind of an event celebration?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really exciting because, Vancouver got the Michelin guide. I mean, I want to put out a call for some of the restaurants that go beyond kind of the Eurocentric kind of stereotype of Michelin. So Queso Tanto does really fabulous cuisine that combines Italian and Japanese influences. Masayoshi, does it kind of unfolding omakase experience when it comes to Japanese cuisine. Burdock and Company, like, is such a darling of the food scene in terms of farm-to-table dining, such a pathfinder when it comes to that particular kind of cuisine. So, I mean, these are just some that come to mind in terms of the stars, and we have nine of them.
Right. I mentioned earlier wine list. Like for me, if you said, well, let's go to Chin Chin or Nightingale, I say I'm in because I know that the food is good and the ambience is good, but the wine list also works for me. So that's a good one for people that are looking for, you know, a comfortable evening, but a nice wine list. What about you? You talk a bit about contrasting dining personalities for a milestone restaurant. What can you tell us about that, like a classic versus sort of a quirky experience?
Yes, I mean, ultimately, I think milestone depends on your knowing who you are as a diner and what you want. Like, for example, my husband and I go to Burgoo because that's where often to celebrate milestones because that's where we had our first date, right, after meeting on Tinder. And that definitely is not what you would think of necessarily as a milestone restaurant. But, for example, like a restaurant like Mott 32, I'm Chinese-Canadian, you know, I really like that for a milestone because it's kind of classic. You know, very sumptuous cuisine and an interior, you know, applewood smoked Peking duck, you know, it's very elaborate.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And very gorgeous. It just has and has a really great wine program as well.
Yep.
Whereas there are other places, like I recently went with a friend to Elephant, which is located in East Van, Justin Song El is the chef, you know, very good. Only 18 seats, very quirky. We even had one dish that had lamb spine juice. You know, really interesting use of ingredients, you know, kind of somewhat idiosyncratic in a really good way. You know, for people who want a much more intimate, less sort of grandly sumptuous sort of experience. So that kind of reflects the different kind of personalities when it comes to dining.
I often like, we used to talk about checking out the place beforehand and looking for the table you want and then asking the restaurant the table number or whatever and saying, can we get that table? Is that a good idea for these kind of events?
I think tables really matter. For example, Carlino, I know I feel like I might be giving away a secret, but like, because then somebody else will be taking this table, but Carlino, which has really fabulous Italian cuisine, they have the special round, like this is for a group, a round table just next to the host station. And it feels like you're in your own private dining room. But there's like this lovely light fixture right above you. And I call ahead for that table every time. And one time when I was checking out the restaurant, I saw it. And so then I remembered it when I decided to book for the restaurant. Do you have a favorite table?
You know, because I'm recognized a bit, I'm usually get a decent table, but I don't like to sit beside the door. I don't like to sit beside the kitchen and, you know, these things happen in busy restaurants. So that's why I think people should, you know, think about it ahead of time and try and get organized to get a table that, you know, suits the occasion. Tara, it's great to catch up with you and to learn a bit about milestone restaurants and how to celebrate in them. And thanks for joining us on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
It was so lovely chatting with you.
Thanks so much, Tara Lee. She's a food and travel writer. Still to come, Dan Wildermuth. He's the Vice President of Global Marketing for Sonoma-based Rodney Strong Vineyards.
There's more to come. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Escape to Tinhorn Creek Vineyards on the captivating Golden Mile Bench in the heart of Oliver's Wine Country. Their wine shop awaits you Thursdays through Sundays from 11:30 to 4:30. Embrace the season with their Blanc de Blanc Sparkling, adding a lively note to your winter wanderings. Explore the wonders of the South Okanagan, where nature's beauty meets the art of winemaking. Plan your visit at tinhorn.com. Ready to welcome you.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
Join Anthony Gismondi and BC Food and Wine Radio at the 45th Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 24th to March 3rd, 2024. Discover Italy at the International Festival Tastings, featuring 149 wineries from 12 countries. Tickets are on sale now. Plus, get a free tasting ticket worth up to $135 when you book a downtown hotel via StayVancouverHotels.com. Don't wine and drive. The festival runs February 24th to March 3rd at the Vancouver Convention Center and other venues. Full details at vanwinefest.ca.
What happens when you combine the finest wine grapes with a uniquely rocky terroir? Clos du Soleil invites you to discover the answer. Located in the heart of the Similkameen Valley, Clos du Soleil have dedicated themselves to crafting wines that are a true reflection of this wild and beautiful place. Elegant, ageable, and authentic. Clos du Soleil, where the spirit of the Similkameen speaks through every bottle. Available at closdusoleil.ca and fine restaurants and wine stores near you.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Joining us now is Dan Wildermuth. He is the Vice President of Global Marketing at Rodney Strong Vineyards. Been to Vancouver many times. We're excited to talk to him. And Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I wanted to talk to you a bit about Sonoma County to kick off this segment, because a lot of people are, you know, getting back to traveling, getting back to wine country, and there's so much to do in Sonoma. I thought, well, we should call Dan. He knows what's going on. Why don't we start with, if you were to look at a year, what are some of the best times to be in Sonoma if you want to, you know, maximize your visit?
Well, you know, I've lived here for 32 years, so I've experienced it as a resident, as a worker, and involved with, you know, the whole tourism sector. So, I mean, the prettiest time of year here and the warmest time of year is usually from May through October. It just depends on where you're looking at. You know, we get into that October period, you have some harvest going on and you start to see the fall colors. It's spectacular. It is a little cooler. And then in the early part of what we call our season, in that May period, you know, the vines are growing nicely, and they're really a bright color green, so there's a lot of freshness out there, and a lot of the hillsides are still a beautiful green color.
That sounds great. What about, where would you suggest that people set up, or does it matter? Like, people talk about Healdsburg or Santa Rosa. What town would you suggest people get, you know, set up in?
Well, Healdsburg is about the most centrally located of all the towns in terms of being able to go into different parts of Sonoma County to experience you know, different growing regions and different varietals of wine. It is about 15 minutes from the Charles Schulz Sonoma County Airport. It's about you know, 80 kilometers or so, excuse me, about 130 kilometers from San Francisco Airport. The town is just really beautiful. It's a tiny, quaint town, lots of restaurants, lots of accommodations. Mm-hmm. If you stay downtown, you can walk literally to all kinds of shopping, restaurants, coffee shops, art galleries, and so on there. There's also the town of Sonoma, which is on the kind of the southeast part of the county. That also has a quaint small town feel to it, lots of restaurants and so on. It's also very close to the Napa border, so depending on what you want to experience. And then the town of Santa Rosa is the bigger city. It has lots of activities to go down there, not as much of a small town feel, but lots of nice accommodations and nice restaurants as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a great overview. I guess for Vancouverites, it's easy for us to hop. I think we go Seattle, and then we can go directly into Charles Schulz, which puts you right in the middle of everything, and you skip all that traveling across the city of San Francisco if you know, if you're up for that. I mean, you can always go to SFO on your way out, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I would highly recommend that. When I travel up to Vancouver, I try to make that work based on my work timing. Sometimes it doesn't work in, you know, the schedules as far as what I have to do for work. But at leisure time, I would definitely do that. And I think you might even be able to fly into Portland and fly Portland to Santa Rosa if that timing works better. you know, Alaska is very active here in Santa Rosa Airport, and I know they fly into Vancouver as well.
Yeah. Dan Wildermuth, he's Vice President of Global Marketing at Rodney Strong. Dan, what are some of the non-wine activities that you might point people to? I know, like, I love to get out to Sonoma Coast, but what are some of the things that people can do that aren't wine-related?
Well, there's over 40 spas and wellness centers here. You know,
that's
you
what we need.
That coastline, there's 80 kilometers of this stunning coastline with lots of hiking trails out there.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, if you're really into kind of rejuvenating yourself with nature, you know, besides the coast, there's some ancient California redwood forests out, all kinds of bicycle cycling. You know, it's kind of a mecca for that. Lots of hiking trails internally. There's the whole farm-to-table experiences throughout the county where you can do food tours, farm tours, cooking classes, cheese-making classes, which make it really nice. And 500-plus restaurants. And there's also microbreweries and craft distilleries here if you want to move beyond wine.
And Sonoma, I don't know how you would describe it, but Sonoma has a vibe. Like Napa Valley is a completely different story, but Sonoma really has a really nice sort of country or farm vibe. I don't know how you would describe it, but it's very inviting.
Yeah, I would kind of describe it as a down-to-earth farm family vibe to it. There's lots of really small farmers, you know, and I would not mention that if you like the farmers markets, I mean, Sonoma County is absolutely incredible. Every little town, you know, has a farmer's market where you just see the incredible bounty of, outside of grape growing, you know, everything else that grows here, you know, as well as the seafood and other proteins that are all farmed and harvested here as well.
Yeah. Well, Dan, Rodney Strong's well-known in Vancouver. Of course, Rodney himself used to come up here to the Wine Festival for years to sort of blaze that path. Let's talk a little bit about where you're at today and what kind of wines you're producing and what you have in the marketplace here.
Yeah, okay, that's great. So, you know, we produce several different varietals here. You know, when Rod started the winery, he was a retired professional dancer who spent 4 years in Paris at the Lido, and he kind of fell in love with certain varieties in France that we still produce today, Cabernet, Merlot, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay. So those are our main focus. But, you know, Cabernet is really our biggest focus. We have 600 acres of prime vineyards in Alexander Valley up on the hillsides, and also in a non-AVA above Rock Pile, which is our Cooley Ranch, which is a mountain vineyard that is starting to show itself in some of the Rodney Strong grapes. It's a newer vineyard, and we feel our best. So, I mean, Cabernet, we make eight of them, eight different ones. In Vancouver, you see our Sonoma Cabernet, which is very prevalent in the government stores and a lot of the private shops. And then our Alexander Valley Estate Cabernet, you'll see in the private wine shops. And then you might see Symmetry Reserve Cab or a single vineyard Cabernet in some restaurants or a few of the private shops as well.
Yeah. Well, there's a great lineup here and a long history. If I just ask you off the top of your head, how would you describe a Sonoma Cabernet, say, versus Napa? People know Napa pretty well or Bordeaux. What would you say is a key ingredient of Sonoma County Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is when you look at the tannin structure of Sonoma County Cabernets, and, you know, specifically like in Alexander Valley, they're a little bit more supple, in composition. As we're learning to grow the Cabernets at higher elevations with the right aspects to the sun, we're starting to get a lot more intensity within the wines. Napa's certainly, you know, got a reputation out there, much before Sonoma County has, but I think we're catching up, quite quickly. You know, we've got beautiful fruit structure in the wines and also very nice acidity that shows through it.
I'm big on the savory character too. There's just something that there's almost an umami experience with Sonoma County Cabernets that I love. You know, since the pandemic, a lot of wineries have sort of reset their visitor experience. You guys have been around forever. What's happening at Rodney Strong, and what sort of experiences can people have now when they go to the winery, and what do they need reservations? How does it work?
So during the pandemic, you know, we had to open to a reservation-only system. And so a lot of the wineries have continued to do that, as well as starting to take walk-ins. We are what we call reservation recommended. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. We do accept all walk-ins that come in. We have remodeled our tasting room. It just so happened that the remodel was supposed to start in February, right before the pandemic started. We had no idea it was going to happen. So we were actually shut down. All wineries were for visitation, and we luckily were able to remodel the tasting room and have it done in time for when we were able to reactivate.
Wow.
We also have so it's a beautiful tasting room. We do offer tours. It's part of the tasting experience. There is a basic tasting format, then there is a reserve format, then there is a library tasting that you can do, and then there's a fourth one that would be the tour and the tasting, and there's a special selection of wines that go along with the tour. I highly recommend the tour, too, because we have a lot of history that's explained here. You know, we were the 13th winery in Sonoma County when Rod started it. Today, there's over 425 wineries, so the landscape has changed, so you can get kind of a good look at that early history and what was happening, as well as the facility. You know, we have a very state-of-the-art winery here, and you'll see some things that you won't see at other wineries, like square fermentation tanks, and we also have a very unique egg that is half French oak and half stainless steel that is one of a kind, the only one in outside of France.
Well, that's worth visiting for, just to see that. Dan, it's really great to catch up with you. I hope that in the new year we can get together, maybe down in Sonoma. I'd love to get the crew down there and get back into California in a much bigger way. But that was a wonderful introduction to Sonoma. If you haven't been down there, folks, there's so much to do, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Vancouver. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today. Real pleasure.
It's my pleasure to join you, and I hope to see a lot of your listeners down here. We do get a lot of visitors from Canada, so you're more than welcome, and hopefully I get to see you.
Okay, that was Dan Wildermuth. He's the Vice President of Global Marketing, Rodney Strong Vineyards in Sonoma County. Stick around, plenty more coming up on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
There's more to come. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
It's time to think turkey. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein, and you can't forget the leftovers. With a great meat-to-bone ratio, you get a great value and multiple meals. So the next time you're wondering what to serve, think turkey. Find recipes, info, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca.
Your next corporate event or retreat deserves the best. The Watermark Beach Resort. With conference spaces to host large or small gatherings, they can create your perfect event or gathering. Enjoy the culinary excellence of 15 Park Bistro, open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make sure to follow them on Instagram and Facebook at 15 Park Bistro for the latest updates on their brand new dinner series. To make a reservation or learn more about events at Watermark, just go to watermarkbeachresort.com.
Visit Penticton for all of your holiday shopping, wine, and mountain adventures. Stop into the Penticton Visitor Center for discounted lift tickets to Apex Mountain Resort, a perfect stocking stuffer or other fun Penticton-branded gifts. Or the BC VQA Wine Center offering a huge selection of BC wines, wine accessories, and local food. After shopping, experience one of over 80 nearby wineries for a winter wine tasting or to pick up a holiday wine gift pack. Before you go to Penticton, make sure to check the website at visitpenticton.com.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
Many people ask me which wines they should buy. My first question is, what do you like? Because when I know what they prefer, I can nudge them left or right to something similar, but often better at the same price. But if you don't like the wine, nothing I can say will change your mind. Taste is a personal thing, so ultimately, it's up to you to find a wine writer who aligns with your taste and start from there. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and I invite you to visit my website, gismondionwine.com, to find out if we can agree on something to drink tonight.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E.
Hello, British Columbia. We're back. You know what that music means. Christmas is coming. So is New Year's. We thought we'd close out the show today with some wine picks for Christmas dinner and New Year's Eve. I know what you're thinking. Why do I have to be the guy in charge of buying the wines for Christmas dinner? And why did I wait so long to get the job done? Because, you know, you're running out of time. And it's crowded out there. And you're going to get in that store and you're going to get confused and you're going to buy the same old stuff. And you should have got going earlier. So we're going to help you out today. But remember, there's no more procrastination. Like, you have to go today, tomorrow, this weekend if you want to get something decent for the holidays. You got to get in that store, get your elbows up, and get going. Now, what do I suggest? A couple things I wanted to talk about, and they're not so expensive. A lot of people have been telling me wines are so expensive and they don't have the dough, so I'm trying to, you know, hit the mid-mark for some people and even some real bargains. Chardonnay, come on, it's the number one selling white varietal in the world. It's also a great match, believe it or not, with turkey and ham, so it's always a good wine. If you want to go imported, we like the Louis Latour Macon Luni, so this is a sort of a stylish entry-level Burgundy, $39. And you compare it along with Giant Steps Chardonnay, which I just love from the Yarra Valley in Australia. You can grab that for $42.99. That's a special wine, and that will shock people. Now, if your budget is not at that level, the Bonterra Organic Chardonnay from California is $19.99. You can't beat that. It's all organic. They've been around forever. That will do just fine. Or the Quail's Gate locally Chardonnay. You can pick that up at $26.99. Those are four good suggestions. By the way, we'll have these on our site so you don't have to write them down or even remember them. If you're a bit of the do something different crowd, why not go with the Wild Goose Gewurztraminer? $17.99. This wine blows away people. They never buy it, but when you serve it to them, they go, wow, what is this? This is the best Chardonnay I ever had. No, it's not. It's a Gewurztraminer. So, you know, that's one to look for. And then if you want to do something even more exciting, the Valkenburg Riesling from the Pfalz, $25.99, will be perfect with the turkey. Or the Lorenz Und Sophie. This is the Singing Gruner Veltliner from Austria, $21.49. They're just giving this wine away. And it's so much fun and so interesting. People will love it. And then locally, Barche Brothers, they have a Riesling Gruner Veltliner that you can pick up for $29.99. That's a really slick blend that Michael's come up with. Many of you know Michael from being on the show. Great wine to have over the holidays. Now, for you rosé freaks, okay, I have to mention it again, the Paul Moss Cote Moss Rosé Aurore. This is a 1-liter bottle for $16.99. It's absolutely delicious. It smells, tastes, and feels like the south of France. You can't go wrong with this wine. People will rave about it. And I have a surprise for you. Mouton Cadet this year released their first rosé, and I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Like, it's really an impressive wine. A lot of things are going on at Mouton at the lower level to improve all of the Mouton Cadet wines. This one is a spectacular rosé. $21.99. Great label, great presentation, looks smart on the table. You just can't go wrong with that. Now, Riesling, it's always a smart choice for dinners. It's got all the multi-flavors that can stand up to all the multi-flavors that you're serving. So we thought if you're only going to do a couple of them, our pick is, from Germany, is the Selbach Riesling Mosel. It's $22.99. It's the fish label one, easy to see on the shelf. And then the hometown pick is Tantalus Riesling, just outstanding, from East Kelowna Slopes. That's $30.99. These are lemons and green apples, juicy, lime, pink grapefruit, all of this stuff. And then if you have a few bucks and you really want to lay some down, you go with the J.J. Prum Grasser Himmelreich. Wow, the 2018 Riesling Spätlese, $88.99. This is an incredible wine, and you can have that with ham or turkey. So, you know, you have this possibility to do both. Now, Pinot Noir is always a good match for turkey. It's even better if you serve salmon. The standard Burgundy, forget it. The prices in Burgundy now are just nuts. I'm not even going to recommend any because they start at about $60 for the cheap stuff, and it's not worth it. From the Okanagan, we like the Tanlis 2021 Pinot Noir, $35.99. From Monterey, La Crema Pinot Noir, $28.99. Always a solid, good pick. People love that style. And then I'm going to go back to Giant Steps. I'm telling you, these guys are killing it in the Yarra Valley. The Giant Steps Pinot Noir, $43.99, might be the best Pinot under $75 in the marketplace. So have a look at that. If beef is on the menu, I'm going to go with Young Merlot. A solid match, and the best values in the market are, guess what, local. So just a quick list of local. I know you say Merlot, but give it a chance. BC Merlot is better than most of the Merlot around the world. Mission Hill, 2018 Reserve Merlot, $31. Poplar Grove, 2020 Merlot, $33.99. Painted Rock, $53.99 for quite a special Bordelais-style Merlot. La Stella Maestosis is a fantastic bottle, $91, made by Severin Pint, and it's fantastic. And now, if you have any billionaire friends, Masetto. Masetto is probably one of the greatest Merlots now in the world. It's grown in Tuscany. It's the 2020, and it's $1,000 a bottle. Actually, it's $1,060, but as I said, you got to have a billionaire friend. But if you really want to go for it, go for the Masetto. Okay, what do we have time left? Oh, yes, I wanted to get to a couple of things. Syrah. I want to mention Syrah because of all the damage in BC, you're probably not going to see much Syrah over the next 2 or 3 years. So what's in the market now is what you're going to have for the next 2 or 3 years. If you want to have Syrah at your holiday dinner or even into next year, you got to buy it now. Hester Creek, $27.49. Black Sage Vineyards, underrated from the Black Sage Bench, $32.99. I love the Tightrope Vineyard Syrah from the Naramata Bench, $39.99. Clos de Salais Syrah Similkameen, $38.99. Burrowing Owl, remember those guys down south? They've got a Black Sage Bench Syrah at $44. And Phantom Creek Kobo Vineyard, this is an all-organic product from the Golden Mile Bench for $64. Now, very quickly, New Year's, sparklers. I'm just going to go with the locals. You know what champagne you can do with champagne, but for locally, I want to recommend probably the best single buy is the Blue Mountain Gold Label Brut. It's $31.90. If you have extra money to spend, go with the Blue Mountain Blanc de Blanc RD, recently disgorged. The 2013 is in the marketplace. It's $50. It's an absolute standout, and it really is kind of a champagne lookalike. Domaine Canaros, the Cuvée de la Pompadour, Brut Rosé, non-vintage, out of Napa Valley for, I think it's $49. I've forgotten the price here. Evolve Pink is a surprisingly good bubble rosé. You'll be shocked by the quality of this wine, $21.99. Fitz, we love the Blanc de Blanc. Haywire, the Bub. Jantz Premium Rosé, another new product that's come out of Tasmania, is just a super bottle of sparkling wine, $44.95. And Road 13, the Chenin Blanc 2017 for $40. So that's our list. All of these wines will help you to, get through the day. Oh, I forgot a couple. Let me mention these. Seven Stars, the Vegas sparkling wine. This is a Viognier sparkling wine, so it's very interesting wine. High quality, $37. The Tanlis Blanc de Blanc. I love Blanc de Blancs. Tinhorn Creek Blanc de Blanc. And the Unsworth Cuvée de Lille from Vancouver Island. There's so much to choose from BC. If you're looking for sparkling wine, that should be your choice. Okay, that's it, folks. I hope you have a great week for us at the show. Special thanks to our technical producer in Vancouver, Dwayne Bishop, our assignment editor, Sherry Caleb, and director of operations, Stu Ferguson. Don't miss next week's show, Home for the Holidays. We're going to talk to some well-known wine folks about their holiday memories as kids and how they celebrate today. For all of us at the show, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and I wish you a great week ahead and an even better glass of wine.
That's it for today's show. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.